It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume.
It's UFC 300 fight week. As with every other big fight, your boy's teaming up with the DraftKings Sportsbook. It's another offer, because I'm always giving you guys offers. The offer is for brand new customers. Sign up using my promo code DCTV. Bet only $5 and get $150 in bonus bets instantly at the DraftKings Sportsbook. So bet only $5 and receive $150 in bonus bets instantly by signing up using my promo code DCTV. Big fight card. Bang that promo code DCTV. Bet only $5. Get $150 in bonus bets instantly at the DraftKings Sportsbook, where the crown is yours, an official sports betting partner of the UFC.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, guys, time to wrap UFC 300. Got the boys breaking it down. Look at Max behind. Sorry, look at my boy.
Oh, you don't even know my name.
Miles behind me. I called him Max because everybody's thinking about Max, right? After that performance, why wouldn't we all be saying Max? My boy Miles breaking everything down again. Oh my God. What a night UFC 300 was. You know, many a times you get promised things by promoters, by businesses, by organizations, and there's just no way that they can deliver. You know, when you were told time and time again, this was going to be the greatest fight card ever, I would have been okay knowing that most would go, oh, these guys are selling. There will be fight cards that live up to this. But in terms of importance, when a fight card needed to deliver, I don't know if we've ever seen one like this in that moment under those circumstances. So let's start at the main event. Alex Pereira has done something that I never thought was possible. He has made this sport look doable. To have a skill set or a skill in one discipline that is so elite that it doesn't matter if you're fighting the best in the world, you can get the job done and you can become a champion. He still can't wrestle. He's a kickboxer. But he has now, in less than 3 years, guys, won the middleweight championship, won the light heavyweight championship, defending the light heavyweight championship. Headline UFC 300. Headline UFC Madison Square Garden. Two times. The run in the UFC career that this man has had, and the amount of time that he's had it, is really unheralded. He walks into the octagon with that intense walkout. Jamal staring at him the whole time. Jamal is intense. Jamal said from the moment that you would listen, or anyone within earshot, that he would stand with this guy. He was not going to take him down, and he was going to knock him out. So the fight starts, and Alex is kind of cautious. He's throwing outside leg kicks, but he's maintaining distance, making sure that he doesn't put himself in any dangerous positions. But there was a time in the middle of the first round where you could see that his level of respect for what was coming back in his way was starting to feel less dangerous to him. Rogan said you could see that he didn't feel like the technique was up to par because Jamal was kind of winging punches at him. And that is part of Jamal's appeal, right? He's unorthodox. He throws things from places you don't expect him to throw them. But you can't do that against a guy like Alex. When he started to press him, and he started to back Jamal against the side of the octagon, right away my broadcast partner said, he's very aggressive. He was aggressively pursuing Jamal. He's moving forward. We all know how dangerous the left hook of Alex Pereira is. He throws like a shovel hook. He hits Jamal with the outside knuckles. He doesn't even connect with all of this. He hits him with these two knuckles, drops him. Jamal's eyes roll back in his head, jumps on him, gets the finish. Herb Dean saw Alex get hit low. Alex stiff arms him. Nope, I got it, I'm okay. 20 seconds later, the fight's over. I don't know. We've never seen anything like it. The last guy to take this sport by storm like this was another kickboxer. It was Israel Adesanya. Adesanya became the champion in a very short period of time. But I don't know that it resonated as much because he wasn't just knocking people out like Alexis. He took the guy that beat his mentor and he finished him in a round. So it has to feel good for him to have avenged this fight that Glover lost. You know, I remember when we were in Singapore and Jamal won the belt and Alex was the middleweight champion at the time. You saw him staring a hole through Jamal Hill. We all wondered what would happen if these two fought. Well, tonight we found out. We found out that Alex Pereira is just on a different level. You know, he's such a nice guy that you're happy for his success. And hell, he even said he'd like to fight in Brazil next month. John did say, though, there's word that he did hurt his foot, so we're being a little bit optimistic, but you never know. I am not going to ever put anything past this man again in my life because he has been so impressive to this.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
And guys, you can't even wrestle yet. Imagine when he can wrestle. He'll be unbeatable. And he kind of has proven to be unbeatable to this point in his career already. Zhang Weili defended her championship. Guys, I take full accountability for saying that they might have gave smelling salt. I didn't know what happened. But I guess what Rudy told me, hats off to him for coming here. He goes, you can press here. You don't put your finger in the nose like people are saying. He said, you press here. And it opens up your nose. It opens up your breathing passages as she had been knocked out by the choke. So hats off to Rudy, because all the success that Yan Xiaonan had would not have happened if she didn't get that great work by the cut man, waking her back up and bringing her back to the point that she was still in the fight. I was wrong, and I am not above admitting that. But once again, the night belonged to Zhang Weili. She adjusted. She got her second win. And when she got her second win, she dominated the last part of the fight with her grappling and her control. So hats off to the champ, who's proven to be a very difficult out for anyone. Max Holloway and Justin Gaethje fought for the BMF title. We all knew this would be a great fight. We all knew that these two guys would deliver. What we didn't know, though, was that Max Holloway would look as dominant and be in as much control as he was over Justin Gaethje. You know, as fighters and athletes, we all live for moments. But those moments matter more when you have the right person standing across the octagon, basketball court, football field, or whatever you play against you. Tonight, Justin's toughness was on full display. But Max Holloway, the lightweight Max Holloway, the Max Holloway who got the weight on the right way, the Max Holloway who wasn't just, like he said, muffin top Max the last time, showed that with his skill set, he's tough. He went up and beat the number one contender. Justin Gaethje, after beating Dustin Poirier for the BMF title, could have had a title fight. But instead, he put it all on the line for you guys to fight Max Holloway. And ultimately, he lost the fight and lost his opportunity at a championship. The night belongs to Max, man. He pitched a masterpiece. He was on his feet. He was moving. His boxing was on point. He hurt Gaethje many a time, but he never got overexcited when he did. He hurt him in the fourth round. He put a little pressure on him, tried to finish. When he realized he couldn't, he went back to his distance, went back to his control, and doing the things that got him ahead in the fight. But that last 10 seconds, it worked out. But Max was up 4-1. That could have went the other way. But ultimately, it led to one of the greatest finishes in any type of mixed martial arts fight I've ever seen in my life. To see Justin Gaethje go out like that, face down, middle of the octagon, losing the BMF title with 1 second left, it was crazy. And it truly was an oh shit moment. So my hand went to my head like, oh my God. And I thought to myself, what have I just seen? Because it was so unexpected. And then I watched the fighter's reaction. And I saw Gilbert Burns. And I saw Drakus Duplessis. And all the fighters like this are like this. It's these old moments that make mixed martial arts so special, especially the UFC. We've never seen Max Bus Holloway look better. Tonight he really did cement himself to in what's truly elite. You know, he could do so many things in fighting, but it's the big things that will always get Max Holloway out of bed. You know, when they panned to Ilia Topuria, I had so many people tell me he looked scared. I will never believe that a UFC champion is scared. I do not believe Ilia Topuria is scared. But after watching Max Holloway tonight, I think he might have a better understanding of the challenge that is standing at his doorstep. Because if the last time you saw him fight at 145 is what you take your opinions of Max Holloway from, it may give you a little more confidence. But tonight, you saw Max Holloway at his best form. And still today at 32 years old, 12 years already into the UFC, you know at his best, Max Holloway can beat anybody. Armand Sarukian beat Charles Oliveira. He himself called for a title shot. I'm not opposed to it. Bo Nickel got a submission. He was very disappointed in the performance. But hell, he must be setting his sights really high, because I thought he did pretty good for a guy who only has 6 fights. Yuri Prochazka showed again why he is the man. He got beat up early and ultimately finished the fight. Aljo successful in his featherweight debut. Kayla Harris successful in her UFC debut. Hats off to them. I think Kayla should fight for the belt next. Diego Lopez finishes Sadiq Youssef in that way. I could have never expected that. I never would have thought that this young man would have that type of performance in that situation. So he's on to something bigger. Davidson Figueiredo finished Cody Garbrandt. Bobby Green, in a bounce-back fight, fought wonderfully against Jim Miller. Jessica Andrade beat Marina Rodriguez. In total, we had 8 finishes. Guys, before I go, I want to touch on Jalen Turner, Renato Moicano really fast. Jalen Turner hurt Renato Moicano at the end of the first round, and he tried to make his moment by walking away on the finish. He ultimately lost his fight. So I want Jalen to take this as a lesson. And all younger fighters, you do not try to make a moment, make a memory. You go finish the fight the way that you're trained to do it. That's jump on the guy and finish him. And there is no honor in trying to walk away and not land the extra shot that you think the guy doesn't deserve to take. You don't stop fighting until the referee jumps on you and takes you off of your opponent. Because it seemed like that fight was ready to be done for Jalen Turner. But ultimately, by not doing what he's trained to do, he ended up losing. So that's a lesson learned for that young man. You hope he don't make those mistakes again. What a night from the T-Mobile Arena. UFC 300 was better than any of us could have ever expected. It delivered above and beyond. So congrats to the champions, every one of them. Congrats to everyone that will earn bonuses, that got victories. My goodness, what a night from Las Vegas. Guys, thank you all for tapping into my stuff. Like, subscribe, tell your friends, tell their friends that DC's got a YouTube channel. And I'm giving you instant reaction from Octagon side and so many check-ins. Make sure you guys watch it from last week. Till next time.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.